bow our heads just for a moment. Gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, our great God of Abraham, Isaac, and the great God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're the wonderful, loving, kind Savior for what He have already done for us. And a debt that we can't pay out. A debt that God used His Son to pay for our sin. We owe Him everything. Everything. Always remember this, my subject. If God be for you, who can be against you? Always remember that. If He for you, who can be against you? This number 11, still on the series. This number 11, God be for us. Who can be against us? Romans 8 and 33, it said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Bless His holy name. He does that Himself. My brother and sister, we kind of like Paul. Not put myself up with Paul, but I said it was kind of like Paul. We in the same class, been called by God. I'm trying, like Paul, to encourage or comfort the real saints of God with the truth of God. With the truth of God. The enemy have so much going on now in this sinful world. And not only in this sinful world, but in the real physical church. That so many real saints don't know what to believe. Seem like they are confused. Please don't be confused. Believe the truth. Believe the Bible. I don't care what you hear. Believe the Bible. Believe the truth. This is all we got. Not you heard a voice. the devil can give you a voice. Not a dream, but the truth. The living truth. So much going on now. Seems like the church is the one confused. What we being confused when we got the Bible? Got to believe the Bible. Not part of truth, but all the truth of it. We got some folks saying the truth, get all of it. Believe every bit of it. God wants us to believe His Word. And you won't be confused. Everybody talking. Everybody saying this. Everybody saying that. But what did God say? That's why we stopped right there. What He said. Since He got the last word, He got the first word, He got the middle word, He got all of it. So we got the answer to Him only. Why is a problem believing the Bible? Not part of it, but all of it. God Almighty. This what deliver us when we believe the whole truth of God. So Paul trying to encourage the saints here to have courage, to have confidence in the Word of God. Bless His holy name. And my brother and sister, if you notice, we are styled. Everybody says styled. We are styled as the elect of God. The elect of God. We've been chosen and elected. Paul is saying, if God is the supreme judge who justifies, then who is going to successfully bring any charge against us? If He's the supreme judge, who else going to judge us? He got all of it in His hand. All He said, I got all of it in my hand. We are God elect. We are God. He chose us. And I'm glad I've been chosen. From the depths of my heart, I'm glad I've been chosen by God. And He saved my life. And my brother and sister, we stopped off on last Sunday saying the church of Christ is in an everlasting soul-saving business. It's in business. Guaranteed. Sure. Sealed. And protect it. We protect it. And we cry more than the world out there. We claim that we're going to stay with the Lord forever, but we beat the world crying. We be crying over this, over that. The world call itself having their form, but what you crying about? When God already done fixed it for us. And I told you on last Sunday, Sunday before last also. Now, He don't have lies in His Bible. He told you in the beginning, now you're going to have some trouble following me.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to have some trouble following me. I told you now He left a bloody trail. And you're going to have some trouble following me. But I'm with you. You already got it made if you just stay with me. And this is what folks got to understand. Christians who claim they've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are guaranteed. We are sure and sealed and protected. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? God protect us. Ain't you glad you're part of the US crowd? The US crowd. Glad I'm a part of the US crowd. And my brothers and sisters, we must understand that the power is not in the church, but in the owner of the church. Oh, boy. Not in us now, but in what? The owner upon this rock I'll do what? Build my church. It's his church. The power is in the owner, Jesus Christ. He is the owner. But seems like right now, it looks like folks think they own the church. They fight over church things. They fight over position in the church. Well, it's God's church. What you got to fight for? Won't you wait till your time comes? We fight over position in the church. God Almighty. It's his church. Don't he have a right to put where he wants, who where he wants, who he wants? He have that right. But in these last days, they fight now for position in God's church. My church, he said, is my church. It's Jesus' church. And my brothers and sisters, preachers, y'all listen at me now. And brother preacher, but pastor, we are not able to supply or support a holy and a righteous church. I said, we're not able to supply and support a holy and a righteous church, whether it's physical or spiritual. Bless his holy name. Number one, because we can't be everywhere at the same time. So you're not able to supply. You're not able to take care of a church. It's got to be somebody with some supernatural power. And the owner, Jesus Christ, is the owner of his church. So we are not qualified. Because we can't take two little old fishes and five loaves of bread and feed 5,000 more than 15,000 folk with two little fishes and five loaves of bread. You're not able. I'm not able. Nobody not able. Can't nobody do it but the owner of the church. But we fight over physical things in the church. But we're not able to keep no church. Bless his holy name. He can, oh boy. He can go and say so. He ain't got to touch it up. He just said. If he got power enough to tell a dead man to come out of the grave, already been there 4 days stinking. He wasn't close to the grave, way off from the grave. And said, come here, boy. Can I say boy? Y'all don't mind saying boy. Death thought he had a grip on him. But Lazarus got up out of that grave. So we're not able to supply no church. Can't nobody do it but Jesus. He the owner of his church. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, listen to this good now. So take your time, Walker. When we fail, listen to this good, my preachers. When we fail to preach, to teach, and live the owner lifestyle, I will show you a powerless church. I'm going to say it again. I said, when we fail to preach, teach, and live the owner lifestyle, I will show you a powerless church. No church got no power without Christ. Jumping around ain't no sign you got no power. Well, the devil can jump around. The devil can say hallelujah. But when we don't want to preach, God Almighty, teach, and live the owner lifestyle. Everybody say lifestyle. It's a powerless church. And many local churches today is having church without the owner. Jesus Christ is the owner. They're not preaching the whole truth of God. Part truth. Leave this off. Part truth. But if you're going to please Jesus, you've got to preach all the truth.
All right.
Every pivot, every dot means something. Where Jesus put a dot, it means something.
Right, amen.
Lord Almighty. If you got a pivot, he wants you to stop. Because if you don't, you go on, you're getting crossed up. If you got a comma, he wants you to pause a moment and keep on going.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't, you'll get your scripture crossed up. So he's the owner of the church. Because it's so many. Listen at me, preachers. Out in the radio land, listen at me. It's so many so-called preachers, pastors, don't even know the owner. Never met the owner. And trying to preach the owner word, never met the owner. You got to meet the owner. You got to know the owner. Bless his holy name. It's not about how we think or how we feel, but what the word of God done said.
Right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is what we go by.
Amen.
The church is run by this right here.
Yes, sir.
The word of God. We live by this right here. I don't say what they can or can't, but by us. We live what the word said. We do what the word said.
You're right, Pastor.
Say, preach, Reverend Walker.
Preach.
The word. Everybody say word.
Word.
The devil can't do nothing with the what?
The word.
Everybody say word.
Word.
Can't do nothing with it. I said the devil can't do nothing with this. He got to honor the what?
Word.
Say it again.
Word.
Say it again.
Word.
Say it loud. Word.
Amen.
Can't touch that. If you want to shake up the devil, preach the word. If you want to shake up the devil, talk the word.
Preach it then. Go ahead. It's a time now.
Yes, sir.
He laughs when you get it crossed up.
Yeah.
Preach the word. Teach the word. Yeah. Live the word.
Yeah.
Since it's his church, he died for his church.
Yeah.
Nobody else died, but he died for his own church. If he died for a church, we ought to try to obey what he said and not what we're getting on radio, television, or in some churches, or in the word on the corner. Oh, what he done said.
All right.
Yes, sir.
What I love about the Bible, it starts off with once upon a time. No. It just started off like that. It said, in the what?
Yeah.
And what I love about it, he told us what will happen in the end.
Yeah.
Right,
sir.
Right,
and we around here fumbling and sweating. What goes? Oh, I'm bleeding. Well, you got a problem.
Amen.
Did you not know, my sisters and brothers, everybody got going to be judged by this right here? Everybody in the world, every human being, gonna be judged about what I said in this Bible. Not what folks think about you, not what folks said about you, but what God said in this Bible.
All right.
Lawyer can't be there to help you. I know you know the judge can't help you. What God said in this book here. And we right on one and stretching our head. Believe this right here. Believe what God said. God Almighty. And when we believe what the Bible said, God is standing by your side.
All right. Yeah.
right.
He may not come when you want him. But the old folks say he owns time. Time belongs to him anyway. He the only somebody can stop the sun. He can make the earth stop when he get ready. Old Joshua Wayne had to fight a fight one day. Y'all remember that? No, some of y'all don't remember, but he had to fight a fight. And he said, Lord, if you just do one thing for me, the enemy out there is strong on me. Said, just hold your sun back for a day for me. Just hold it. Just hold the sun back. Don't let it move. Let's sit there. I want to blind the enemy. He owned everything. See what? He blind on with this. The sun will blind you. Y'all know that, don't you? Look at it. It'll blind. See, he had a great big old a cliff. A great big old ditch there. A great big old cliff deep down. If they didn't see it, Lord, let the sun stand still a while. Ain't that something to say?
All right.
Let the sun stand where they blind the enemies. And they call themselves running. Let's go get them. Let's go get them. They didn't know the cliff was there. Let's go get all of them fell in the cliff. This God that we own, that we serve, he owns the sun. He owns the earth. He owns the moon. He owns the stars. In other words, he'll fight your battle if you just keep still. I said, if you just keep still. Oh, boy, I mean. You can't find nowhere in him where the devil beat God. The devil, see, God play with him sometimes. Can I use that, y'all? God let me get back with it. But anyway, it's a... And what I mean by that, when I was a boy, and some folks that come from the country, y'all, some of who come down, we call the country down there, a little fuller from Bessemer, you know. And from the country, and y'all, you know, we had cats. We had cats in the house then. Not to pet them, you know, and feed them like grown folk, but we had them in and chase rats.
All right.
I said it changed rats. I don't saw it many times. I don't saw many times when a cat play with a rat. Who else saw that? What? Well, look at that. Hey, a lot of us come from the country anyway. I have seen that well. I see that? Watch it. That cat knows. He's going to eat that rat up after a while, but he catch that rat. Got him. Got him. Play, I mean, just play with it. Let him loose a little bit. The rat trying to get away. Get him, rat man. I mean, I don't saw it happen. I'm looking right at him, boy. Turn him loose again. The rat, you can't get him. But that's why you get tired of playing.
Showtime.
The old cat said, I'm going to eat my steak now. Eat him up! God just letting Satan have his way for a while. He's not having his way, but God don't eat him up after a while. Yeah. He's going to the lake of fire after a while. Yeah. Satan ain't no match with God.
Right.
He can get rid of Satan when he feels like it.
You're right.
God just let him loose for a while. But he's going to eat him up. And everybody that followed them going where the devil going. You got to believe the power. Believe what the word of God said. Especially in these last and evil days. And my brothers and sisters, it's so many. Everybody say many. It's so many preachers now is not sent by God. Watch this now. And calling themselves bringing Jesus' church up to date. Trying to please worldly folks in the local church. And when they please worldly folks in the church, they go home and claim they had a good time. We don't really can't come and have no good time.
Right.
You've got to tell me what you mean by good time. When you got joy in your life, when you got joy in your heart, lifting up the name of Jesus, that's when you have a good time. You have a joyful time. Not coming to see folks show out and all this time. No, we didn't come for no showcase. We come to worship a true and a living God. I said a living God.
You're right.
Bless his holy name. And look at how many last and evil days now. Oh, but God's still the same. I promise you he's still the same. So I'm not hard on preaching, but I'm just got to tell the truth. It's because of what the preaching pastor said. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, bless his holy name. No conviction. Had a good time. No conviction of sin. And the old lifestyle still the same. The church owner want to change our old lifestyle because we represent him. We the only somebody on this earth, I don't say it 100 times, we the only somebody on this earth who represent God. I said, we are. We represent Jesus Christ. We are his witnesses. We are the light of the world. We the salt of the earth. The worldly folks don't know where to go. If we are light, they'll follow us where they go.
Well,
if the salt loses savor, what is it good for? Nothing but be what? Trodden. On the foot of man. The feet of man. So watch this now. Do y'all know what that means? They don't respect us.
That's right. I hear you, Pastor.
They just walk on us. Because we come from the same place. We do the same thing. They ain't got no respect for us. Your salt ain't got no favor in it. They just step on us. They don't have no respect for us. Oh. Watch this. Years ago, folk, when they walk in that door, they tremble and they're scared.
Right.
They tremble, they feel God. When I was a boy, we passed the church. We'd be joking, laughing, carrying on, joking, but when we get to the front church, we'll wait till we pass the church. We start back lying. You know what it is. We had respect for the church. We had respect for the church. Ain't no more respect no more. Salt have lost his savor. One reason why we don't tell folks to come to church or get saved, nobody said, tell what I'm getting saved for.
All right.
Watch the salt now. What I'm getting saved for? Well, I got to think now. Well, you just ought to go. See, you can't say, well, you can live for Jesus and stand up and witness for Jesus. You can't say that too much now. Because
yes,
the first thing they say, well, you haven't changed yourself.
That's right.
What I'm going for haven't changed you. What I'm going for?
Yes,
it's a change.
Yes, sir.
He wants us to have his lifestyle.
Right.
But if your style hadn't changed from what it was out there in the world, your brother ain't going nowhere. Because the soul have lost its what? Savor!
You're right.
That's being the preacher got to preach the whole truth and don't play with the truth.
Amen, Pastor.
He got to tell the truth. I don't want to say that, but it make me sick to see chicken preachers. Trying to keep folks, hold folks, tell folks the truth.
You're right.
A lot of folk running from the truth. A lot of folk want the truth. Trying to find some truth. Got to tell folk the truth.
You're right.
I told you all again. I'm telling you again. Now, you go to the doctor. Don't you want the truth?
Yeah.
You don't want them folk, that doctor playing around with you, do you?
Right.
That don't say yes, sir, Walker. You don't want that doctor playing around with you.
Right.
If you got a sore on your leg, don't be kind of hiding, doctor. Tell me the truth.
Right.
And later on, it's going to come out. You want that doctor to tell you the truth off your dick? I went to the doctor, I'm going to sue you. You told me it was all right. Don't you want the truth? Well, when you come to the house of prayer, don't you want the truth? What do you expect when you come to the house of prayer? The doctor in the hospital is for your body. But the preacher in the church is for your soul. So I'm not to tell you what? God Almighty. Because you'll wish you had got it if you miss it. See, if you saved and the doctor told you a lie and take your life, guess what? You're going to be with the Lord. But if you don't do what the preacher said, if you don't do that, don't get your life straightened out with Jesus. Get saved. You know you're going somewhere else. And preachers can't just say, hell, it's still hell.
All right.
Why are we afraid? It's in the Bible to tell you that. Oh, boy. We hear call to tell the truth. That we are telling folks, it's a calling. God, it's a calling. You know it. You know it is a calling. You won't deny no kind of way. If you've been really called by God, it's a calling. So you got to tell folks the truth. Come to church to play with your soul. I'm got to stand before a living God and call souls to go to hell. I find out. When a pastor or a preacher chatters with his own soul, you know he don't care nothing about yours. Don't cut the radio off. Keep it on. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's just the truth. Oh, boy. Church just ain't nothing to play with. Play with all. It's nothing to play with. Folks still dying every day. They going somewhere. The soul going somewhere. God Almighty. I don't want nobody to go to hell because I told them lies. Yeah, no conviction. Folks don't want to be convicted of nothing now. Don't change their lifestyle or nothing. They want to hear what they want to hear. And if they don't want to hear, they walk out. They done their back to right. Don't want to hear it. Because God got somebody who ready to hear it. And one day, if you don't get, you'll wish you had heard it. God Almighty. I don't want nobody blood on me. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, since I've been a preacher pastor, I have found out the worldly folks love to hear what Jesus done. If you want to get worldly folks all stirred up, I ain't talking about the saints. Saints get stirred up too, but worldly folks. Sometimes worldly saints. They saints, but they're worldly. They'll shout all day. Yeah, see, preacher, he knows what to bring. See, but we don't want to hear nothing about what Jesus said, but what he done. They said, well, he walked the world. Heal the sick. And raise the dead. Oh, yeah, I'm. That was kind of funny, but I'm just trying to get you to see something. Trying to see my point. You got to get my point. And then they get the hoon and then. And he fed 5,000. Hey, glory. And you know, he ain't said too much about how to get it right. You go home, girl, we had a time. We had a time. What time are you going to the nice spot, you know? Yeah. Ain't conviction nowhere. It changed your lifestyle. The gospel changed lifestyle. The gospel changed lifestyle. The word of God changed lifestyle.
You're right.
Bless his holy name. Yeah. Time and style may change, but my brother and sister, God's word does not change. Think of it with me. Time change, this change, but the word of God will not change for you, me, and nobody else. He ain't about to change. It's going to be the same. We're going to be judged out this right here.
Yeah, you're right.
From the word of God. We're going to be judged from the word of God.
Yeah.
Well, I take my lawyer with me. What is his name? What lawyer you going to take with you? Lawyer can't help you there. God Almighty. No, boy. It's the word of God. We got to obey the word of God to the best of it. Paul, read Hebrews 13:8 for me, please. God Almighty. Hebrews 13:8. His word ain't going to change. I don't care how we try to fix it. It ain't going to change. Woe unto preachers, pastors, who praying with God, folks. I mean it. Read, Paul.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
He the what? The same when? Same. He the same, right? Yesterday. Go back in yesterday. Boy, that's something. In yesterday. And today. And forever. We can't go back in yesterday.
All right.
But he the same. He cannot change. He changes not. God Almighty. He can't change. If he's a changing God, he is a liar. And God cannot lie. Watch this now. What God look like lying? Who we got the faith to lie? Huh? Think about that now. Who can overcome God? He got to lie. What he look like lying and got the whole world in his hand. If he want to get rid of man, he'd get rid of him. He gone just that quick. He doesn't have the answer to nobody. But he loved man so. Bless his holy name. He done something for man. He died for man. And watch this, my brothers and sisters. I have found out that we always want to remind God of his responsibility to us. Always, you know, Lord, you promised me you will never leave me and not forsake me. You promised me if I ask you anything, you will do it. You said you will. Always want to bring up something he promised you something.
All right.
Come on, but watch this now. Our responsibility. Washington, but we don't want to hear nothing about our responsibility and obligation to him. Just like I'm saying right now. I'm bringing what he tell me now. Our obligation to him. Our responsibility. But a lot of y'all not taking it.
Yeah.
See, it offends some folks. There he go. Yeah. But when you get sick, oh, Lord, the angel said, there she go now. That's where it go. I know I'm telling the truth. I'm trying to help somebody. This thing is real. I say it's real. Church ain't nothing to play with. We play with church. Church ain't nothing to play with. God Almighty. But we play church. But church ain't nothing to play with. Always want to bring up what he promised me. But what you promise him? Oh. And my brothers and sisters, we are here to tell the whole truth of God and not part truth. I said, we are here to tell the whole truth. Why leave part off? God gonna get us because we leave part off. We got to tell the whole truth. And when you tell the whole truth and get it, you'll find out it's a joy to have it. Because I know down the road there, snakes down there. I know over here. So I know. See, you got to know. You got to know. That means so many folks get messed up because they're blind. And I watch the world, what the world doing today. The world using psychologists on things like that, folks. They're trying to get their life straightened out on their own. You can't straighten your own life out. You got to have Jesus straighten your life out. Find football players because they beat their wife. No. You're setting the man up. She may do anything. Now, she hit him. Scratch him all up. No, she ain't gonna put no scratch on him, but hit him and beat him. And the first thing, he met by and hit her. Bam! 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 Now, she go on and tell somebody. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about football players and things. Now this man don't lost his job. It takes Jesus to keep you from hitting your wife. It takes Jesus from beating your husband. It takes Jesus for not lying. It takes Jesus. I said, take Jesus. Man changing everything. Don't left God's word. That's what happened. And preacher needs to preach it. You can't get them to your own child now.
You're right.
I'm not dead. My mama put wept all over my behind. Still can jump. Still alive. It just made me a better child. One thing about that switch, it'll get you in line. The Bible says, whip him. It ain't gonna kill him. It'll keep his soul out of hell. I said, that's what the Bible says. They don't want you to hit him, but they want to shoot him. And that's what we're trying to do. I'm trying to keep you from shooting him. The devil ain't no fool. He ain't about to be no fool. He know what he's doing. He wants to leave the word of God. And I told you I may be in heaven. Y'all haven't seen nothing. Americans haven't seen nothing yet. Just watch.
Reverend.
Americans haven't seen nothing yet. I'm going to say it again. Just watch. We leave in this right here. We know better. But the church ain't making no stand. I know what Jesus told me years ago. The churches in America, they don't left God and leave. They leaving every day. God, in these last days, we got to stand on the word of God. That's his holy name. Now, part truth is not good for you. You got to get the whole truth. That sound good part can't hold it by itself. You've got to have all of it. Paul, get your Bible right quick. Let me read Matthew for me. Matthew 5, 17 through 19. God Almighty.
Think not. That I am come to destroy the law.
God Almighty.
Or the prophets.
Yes, sir.
I am come I am not come to destroy
the prophet,
but to fulfill.
But what the fool feel, I come to show you all of it. I come to show you it can be what? Done. Teaching you how it can be what? Done. Don't look over my word. I just come to show you how to do it. God Almighty. You can't do it by yourself, but you have me, you can do it. I come to fulfill it. You can't go back home until I fulfill it. You come from heaven, but I come to fulfill it. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Do y'all believe that? Jesus talking here. He come to fulfill the law. God Almighty. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no, everybody said no.
No.
No wise pass from the law till all be what?
Fulfilled.
We think God was lying about that. He is God. What he got to lie for? God, one jot is a little, it's the smallest letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That's a small letter. And then that tittle is a small point or stroke. Even dots in their counts. When you say stop, stop. Comma, pause a minute, keep on going.
All right.
I count everything I put in the Bible. Don't look over nothing in the Bible. That's all he's saying. Don't look over nothing because you don't know what you're looking over. I've got to give it to you, but if you stop and listen at it, you'll get some out of it. Jesus came here to fulfill the law and the Bible by teaching and his examples. His example, look what he went through with. Pharisees treated him like a dog. Hungry, tired, all that kind of stuff. But he stayed right there. I come to fulfill the law. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is the beginning of the Bible and the ending of the Bible. He is the Word of God. Let me stop right there, man. Sometimes you have to stop on periods. Not period, dots. Every dot count. Watch that. He come to fulfill the law. He is the Word. Everybody say Word. It's a capital W. It's a Word. He is the, not a Word. He is the Word of God. God sent the Word of God. God sent his Son. His Son was named what? He the what? Word of God. Now, I've told y'all this 100 times, but you got some new folks sometimes. You got the only some. So now, the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. And God, he just, Lord, you know my heart. God, get some over. He just, he don't know where to sit there. He God. But he got a word. Jesus is the Word. He was the Word before he come the Son. He was the Word before he come Jesus. The Word, capital W-R-B, capital Word. See, he doesn't have to speak because the Word does the talking. God Almighty. Our word is number sound in air. His word is a person. See, they together, they one. You can't separate your word from yourself, can you? Well, they can never be separated. They ain't got been scratching their head. What we gonna do tomorrow? See, they already know what they're gonna do before the foundation of the world, because he the Word of God. And the Word of God moves. Yeah. Move. He do the movement. God just sit with his leg crawled. Can I say this, y'all? Watching TV. They ain't got to do nothing. Just sit there. But the Word moves. God Almighty. The word does the work. God Almighty. Paul, look at John for me. 1-5. John 1. Well, watch this. Then watch this. Bless this holy name. Got 10 more minutes.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Was the word.
Yeah.
And the word was with God.
Stop right there, Paul. Now, what else? Wait, where else can you go? Where else can you go? In the beginning was what?
The word.
Is a capital of what?
W.
And the word, capital W, was where?
With God.
And the word was?
God.
Well, how do you separate them? The word was God. Wasn't no beginning with God. He always been here. He the one made everything.
Right.
And without him, read on, Paul.
The same.
Listen.
Was in the beginning. Excuse me.
Yeah, the same.
The same was in the beginning with God. God.
The same was in the beginning. Jesus didn't come here just because he just popped up. No. He always been here. He the one created the world. Oh, read on, Paul.
All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made.
Watch this. Now watch this. All things were made by him. Without him was nothing made. Now watch this. Now he the word, right? Well, he made everything. That means he made everything because he what? The word. God just speak and the word moves. He made everything. Read on, Paul.
In him was life.
Yeah.
And the life was the light of men.
God Almighty. See, he come to bring us what? Life. God Almighty. And life was the light of men. I come to bring you some life. Because you ain't got no life. When you messed up, you ain't got no. I want brought Adam here. I've done all this. I come to give you life. Now I'm coming to give you eternal life. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Cannot do nothing with it. He don't have, what God need with a fresh light? He don't need Alabama power. You can't even look at the sun. God Almighty. One day, about 10, 15 years ago, I was looking at the sun, just looking at it. By the Spirit of God. Come to me and told me something. Now, y'all can believe if you want. That's your business. Now, I believe what I'm going to say, okay? I saw nobody but God. Just shining. That's bright light just shining. Paul, the Bible said, can't nobody approach.
Yes, sir.
Nobody said. He said, no man. That's got me right there. No man can approach that light. It must be something we can see. Something man can see. He said, no man can approach that light. That's the only light we see. We can't what? Now watch this now. This me saying this. I believe from the depths of my heart, heading behind the sun. Because can't nobody what? Approach it. Ride on the moon all you want. But you got to get to heaven to get there.
All right.
You can't even get close to it. See, it's so bright. God Almighty. It's so shiny. Can't nobody even look at it. Look at it alone. You have to kill you. Get you got some glasses, some more glasses, some more glasses, some more glasses. Some more. You'll be blind.
All right.
No man can approach that light.
Well.
Heaven behind the sun. God Almighty. Son, protect heaven. Can't nobody get close to it. Because he's God. I got 6 more minutes. And my brothers and sisters, I'm still in there a little while. Those who preach and teach people, watch this now, to disregard some things in the word of God and taking it lightly shall be called the least in the kingdom of God. Shall be called what? Watch this now. They don't take it serious.
This is catalog number 1438.
They disregard everything. But God said everything in there count. Everything I put in there. All right. Now, many preachers compromise the gospel. That's right. Many folk, they compromise the gospel. They compromise God's word by giving in to sin.
All right.
Watch it. The Bible says, the one who do that, ain't counting everything, taking my word, not seriously. Watch some preachers and watch some teachers. They'll tell you, well, you know, it's all right, but it ain't all right, but nothing. Tell the truth.
All right.
Every word in that counts. Every dot counts.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you to see a point. I can't lie, God said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything in that word counts. But watch the preacher now. Watch the one who's teaching it. Disregarding everything in there.
Yeah.
He said he'd be called what? The least. Now, these are saved folks teaching compromising gospel. Some of them say, but they're teaching compromising gospel. But they'll be called what? The least in the kingdom of God. The least. How far that least go, I don't know. But the least. He knew how to bring it, blah, blah, blah. Fix the store up, nah, 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 nah. He knew how to fix it up, but folks, yeah, yeah. They ain't understand but one thing, that lie he told, that's all. But when they get that, but he fixed things. Don't move. Well, God don't mean all that. Yeah, 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 yeah. See, he's teaching something that he ought not to teach, or ought to be teaching. Now, the least, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. The least can be any little least thing. He going to wish he had it. That's all I know. Something that God said you won't get, you're going to wish you had it. He be in the kingdom now. You got a lot of false preachers, but you got some real ones teaching this stuff.
All right.
Teachers teaching the wrong thing. Some of them say, but called the least in the kingdom of God. Least. Heart of mine. Least. Well, let me say this. Lord, let me say this. Preach the gospel, preacher. Bless his holy name. But whosoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. When you preach and tell the truth, yeah, folks ain't gonna want to hear. But you'll be called what? Great, the Bible said, in the kingdom of God. God called us to tell the whole Bible, not part of it, but all of it. That's what you come to church for. What you come to church for? To get part? No, to get all of it. Oh, bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the real called and sent preachers are not to preach to please worldly church folks. We are to preach the whole truth. The church owner. Tell them what the church owner said. And his name is Jesus. Bless his holy name. He is the Savior.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He come to save. He will save anybody. Boy, that's the part you got to look at. He don't care. He, regardless how bad you think you are, God will save you.
Amen.
You can't beat that nowhere. But Reverend Walker, I killed 100 men. I got away with it. You ain't got away with it, but the folks just didn't catch it. But I still save you.
All right.
If you want to be saved. You can't beat that nowhere. Watch this. Paul went far enough to say, if he saved me, you know he'll save you.
Right.
I was the chief of sinners.
All right.
Couldn't nobody beat me being a sinner. I fought the church, but I got saved. God had to stop me. He stopped him. God can use anybody. He don't care how bad you think you are. But he won't just save anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't no big eyes and little U's. He'll save anybody. God Almighty. Anybody.
Yeah.
Folks. Well, you mean old for me. Oh, no. But God ain't going to look at it like that. You just give your life to Christ.
Right.
You are a child of God like everybody else. You are a child of God. Let me say this. I ain't trying to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. You got a soul got to stay somewhere forever.
Right.
That's what folks miss. I see folks just shooting up themselves, killing up children, but they don't realize they're going somewhere.
You're right. Amen.
that rich man went to hell. He woke up in hell.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a big film for him, but he was in hell. His soul was in hell. The soul. That's what folks don't realize. Your soul got to live somewhere forever.
Right.
The soul is just right here. When God breathed into your nostrils, that was your soul. It's on the inside. It's just the house the soul will live in. And if God calls you, all God does, just inhale you back like he blows you. Now it's time for you to die. Suck you right back up in a sense. Then this body go right back where? To the ground. But your soul, that's what folks miss. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever. And God got one place for saints and one saved place for sinners. Don't fool yourself. Don't say, well, don't fool the devil right there talking to somebody right now. Don't let the devil mess you up. That's what he does, trying to trick folks. It's up to each individual to give your life to Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Regardless of what you done in life, he don't bring that stuff up to you no more. He take it and throw it over in the depths of the sea and don't bring it to you up to you no more. Your friend may bring it up, but he ain't going to bring nothing up. You his child. Let us all stand.
Amen.
I take that little clap, that's all. That's his holy name. That's all right. He a good God.
Yes, sir.
He come to save. You talking about a savior, he is a savior.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look at it, watch this. Finna get it go now, watch this. If anybody in here don't know Jesus as your personal savior, watch this now. Don't know him as your personal savior. Now, what you come to church for? That's a good question. Not being dogmatic, but I want you to see something. You got to see yourself. What you come here for? If you without Jesus, well, what you coming here for? You go to the green front to get you some what? Whiskey. What you call the green front? What y'all call that stuff? Well, how do you care? See, you go there and get some, ain't that right? Just don't say, yeah, they're not going to buy it. But when you come into church, watch this. When you come into church, don't know Jesus, I'm offering you Jesus. Why you don't take him? What wrong with him? He woke you up this morning.
Man.
He starts you on your way. But without him, you can't go to heaven. I'm telling you, you cannot go to heaven without Jesus. I don't care how you wish. Mama can't say no seat for you. Daddy can't. You can't buy it. So he the only one can give you a place in heaven. Don't be deceived by the devil now. He on the move. He talking to somebody right now. I promise you. Now, if you without Jesus, you ought to give your life to him. And look what he said. If a man just confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one?